Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains, and today we're taking a look at five tech stocks that investors might want to buy for 2020. But before we get into everything, I want to say just remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. Also, make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And also make sure to check out our new Zacks.com/promo page for a look into some of our services, portfolios, and more. So last Friday, as many people may have heard at this point, already the U.S. and Chinese officials said they reached what they're calling a so-called Phase One trade agreement between the world's two largest economies, and President Trump in the U.S. now won't roll out new consumer-facing tariffs that were expected to go into effect yesterday, so this past Sunday. Plus, the U.S. will cut tariff rates in half on roughly $120 billion of goods to 7.5%, down from 15%. Meanwhile, Beijing agreed to purchase more American farm goods and other products, and the U.S. also said that China made some specific commitments on the intellectual property side and other things that are big, sort of more broader systemic issues going on with U.S. companies in the Chinese market. And the world's two largest economies aren't expected to officially sign this deal until January at some point, and then the pact would officially go into force 30 days after that. But all of this is still relatively up in the air, but it was enough to please investors in Wall Street. Obviously, there's still some uncertainty, and no one can really be 100% sure until we see some official documentation, which there's not that out there yet as of Monday morning. So obviously, skepticism remains, and it seems still unlikely for a lot of people, economists and investors, to think that the Chinese are going to completely open up their economy. But as I said, this so-called Phase One trade deal was enough to really push stocks up last Friday, and the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all surged to new intraday highs in Monday morning trading. So, and along with this U.S.-China trade positivity, last week, House Democrats announced their support for the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement that's going to basically replace NAFTA. And meanwhile, corporate earnings growth is set to return next year, which could help continue to send stocks climbing in 2020 as U.S. unemployment rests right at 50-year lows. So on that earnings front, I wanted to just pull some of our Zacks estimates for 2019, the current year, we're calling for earnings to fall about 1.6% on 2.6% higher revenues. In most of the downturn is really coming against hard to compare periods in 2018. So 2018 earnings were up 23% on 9% stronger sales. So then looking ahead to 2020, our estimates are calling for earnings to jump over 8% on 4.2% higher revenue. So a little bit of a downturn this year, 1.6%, but then a big 8% jump on top of that in 2020 is what we're calling for earnings. So with all that said, the U.S.-Chinese trade positivity, that new NAFTA agreement, or U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to replace NAFTA, and this return to corporate earnings, along with low U.S. unemployment, could really set up a continued push for stocks in 2020. So with that in mind, we're going to take a look at some tech stocks that investors might want to consider heading into 2020. And we're going to start with Applied Materials, which trades under the ticker AMAT, so AMAT. Applied Materials is a semiconductor equipment firm. It is a leader in what it calls materials engineering solutions, and they boast that they make virtually every new chip. They make products that make that are used in every new chip and advanced display in the world. So looking ahead, company management, and this is what you'll hear from a lot of semiconductor firms, is that they're confident that they will continue to thrive in this big data in AI age, where there's a need for more data and faster data than ever before. So Applied Materials is set to benefit from that. And we should note that Applied Materials topped our Q4 estimates in the middle of November, and they raised their Q1 fiscal 2020 guidance as a sign of, as I mentioned, this industry-wide demand recovery. Because with that said, Applied Materials sales and earnings had declined in all four of the quarters last year, so all of their fiscal 2019 as part of that broader semiconductor industry downturn, which came against hard to compare periods. And it's not too uncommon in this relatively cyclical industry that is the chip space. So nonetheless, despite that downturn, Applied Materials stock has soared nearly 80% in 2019 after it suffered as part of that larger late 2018 sell-off that saw pretty much the whole market kind of plummet until Christmas Eve. So looking ahead, Applied Materials revenues are projected to surge 14% in fiscal 2020, so this current year for them, and then another 7.3% in 2021 to reach almost $18 billion, which would then easily top 2018 strength, so the year before this current downturn. And then on the bottom line, they're expected to see their full year fiscal 2020 earnings jump 24%, with 2021 expected to come in even higher than that, 14% higher than that. And the big deal for Applied Materials is since they reported their Q4 earnings, their overall earnings estimates looking forward have really jumped up in a big way, up 24% for Q1, and then up 14% for the current fiscal year 2020. And this all helps Applied Materials hold a Zacks ranked number one strong buy at the moment. And then on top of that, Applied Materials stock currently sits just below its 52-week highs, and it's consistently bounced off its 50-day moving average every time it slipped a little bit in 2019. So it's been on an impressive run. And this is all a part of a much longer run. Over the last 5 years, it's up 150% to easily outpace its industry's average. We should also note that Applied Materials pays a dividend that's yielding about 1.5% at the moment, so a solid dividend for a growth-focused chip company as well. And they've also continued to repurchase stock, so returning value to investors on that front as well. And then as we round out why Applied Materials looks like a strong stock heading into 2020, it's also trading at about 14.7 times forward 12-month Zacks earning estimates, which marks a discount against its industry's 21.1 average and its own five-year high of almost 19. So its valuation is pretty solid along with this impressive price growth as well. And we should note that it's a part of our semiconductor equipment wafer fabrication industry that currently sits in the number two position of our more than 250 Zacks industries. So this company clearly looks to be in a strong position heading into 2020 as part of a larger industry that currently has a lot of companies who have a high Zacks rank. So now we're going to move on to another semiconductor company that looks strong heading into 2020, and that is NVIDIA. It trades under the ticker NVDA, and in general, they're a GPU powerhouse, and they, like Applied Materials, have fallen victim over the trailing four quarters to their own outsized growth and that cyclical nature of the semiconductor industry as well. So despite this recent downturn for NVIDIA, its video game business remains strong as its graphics chips provide more realistic and faster gameplay than ever before. And this is going to be a big part of their business for the foreseeable future. And that's a good thing because this video game global industry is massive. It's expected to be a $152 billion gaming market this year alone, with it then expected to grow going forward, obviously. And then along with their video game business, NVIDIA has bolstered its ability to benefit from the growth of data centers. And they plan, like Applied Materials, to continue that expansion that's through everything from cloud computing to AI to the rollout of 5G, the continued expansion of the Internet of Things and self-driving vehicles. So NVIDIA is much more than just a GPU powerhouse that's benefiting from the video game boom in the United States and many other parts of the world. So along with, or I should say, despite this downturn with them falling over the past four quarters with year-over-year declines, the stock has actually gone on an impressive run. So NVIDIA shares are up roughly 50% in the last 6 months and over 60% in 2019. This has them outpacing Intel and Micron and some other well-known names in the chip space. And despite the fact that NVIDIA rests right near its 52-week highs, it still rests about 25% below its October 2018 highs. So it still could have plenty of room to run before it even reaches its fourth quarter of 2018 sell-off. And we should also note that, like Applied Materials, it's trading far below its three-year averages in terms of forward earnings. So some solid valuation there as well, despite its impressive run. And then looking ahead, the Santa Clara, California headquartered firm's Q4 fiscal 2020 revenues are projected to climb over 34% to help lift adjusted earnings by a whopping 107%. And then if we look ahead to next year, their earnings are projected to jump 30% on over 19% higher sales. And overall right now, investors should note that their recent earnings estimate revision picture has helped the company earn a Zacks rank number 2 buy, and it also rocks a B grade for growth in our style score system. So Applied Materials and NVIDIA look like semiconductor stocks to consider buying heading into 2020. And now we're going to move on to a much smaller company that might not be as well known, and we're going to talk about Anaplan. And they trade under the ticker PLAN, so that's just plan. And they develop cloud platforms for business applications for everything from finance to supply chains. And overall, we're not going to get too nitty-gritty about what they do, but the basic premise is that their goal is to help customers, and they have with real-time decision-making through their cloud platforms, business services. They have over 1,300 customers worldwide, and the firm just topped our Q3 fiscal 2020 earnings and revenue estimates in November, with its sales up 44%, and its subscription revenue was up 47%. The company was also recently named to Deloitte's 2019 Technology Fast 500, which are 500 quickly growing tech companies. So it's getting some broader recognition for how fast this company is growing in this cloud customer relationship management kind of business services space that includes giants like Salesforce. So their stock plan shares have climbed over 100% since the firm went public in October of 2018 and are up around 90% in 2019. And this has crushed its internet software market's average of about 16%. So overall, yeah, the company, the stock price has done very well. And they opened Monday morning trading at around $50 per share, which is still 17% off its highs. So like NVIDIA, this could set up the company for a nice, easier run in 2020 to not have to even break through new highs for some time. And overall, looking ahead, the firm is still definitely in its growth phase, with it projected to report a full year loss of 48 cents per share this year, but that would actually be far better than last year's loss of 73 cents per share. And then this positivity on the bottom line as they edge closer and closer towards profitability is expected to continue next year. On top of that, the company has seen longer term consensus earnings estimates trend heavily in the right direction. This helps the company earn a Zacks rank number one strong buy at the moment. And on top of that, Anaplan's fiscal 2020 revenue is projected to jump over 44%, with 2021 expected to come in 33% higher than that. So that's definitely a growth-focused tech stock to pay attention to. And now we're going to move on to what is definitely the most well-known company on our list of these five tech stocks to consider heading into 2020, and that is Microsoft. It trades under the ticker MSFT. Its shares are up nearly 50% or roughly 50% this year, 145% in the past 3 years. And this big surge is mostly on the back of its continued expansion in cloud computing. So for example, Microsoft's last quarter sales, they were up 14%, but Intelligent Cloud was up almost 30%. And this easily topped their or Wall Street estimates for growth in that division. We should also note that Microsoft is now relatively the second biggest player in the cloud space, even though there's different categories. So it's the second biggest player against Amazon, which their Amazon Web Services is still the largest player in this larger cloud space. So we should also note that along with cloud computing, they've continued to innovate within Office and Windows and their devices business. And they've also continued to acquire companies at a pretty quick and heavy, hefty pace over the last several years. And these include key acquisitions like LinkedIn, which has been a big winner for them, and GitHub is more recent, and that could prove to be a big winner down the line. So peeking ahead, Microsoft's revenues are projected to climb roughly 11% both this year and next year. And then we're calling for about 12.3% earnings growth both this year and next year as well. So some really stable and impressive top line growth for a company of this size and its age. And along with all these other companies we've talked about and will talk about, its longer term earnings trends positivity helps it earn a Zacks Rank number two buy right now. And then along with all of its growth, Microsoft returned 28% more to shareholders through dividends and repurchases last year, so their fiscal 2019. And we should also note that in September, the company announced that it raised its quarterly dividend, which it does pretty much every year, by 11%, and approved a new share repurchase program. So the company is currently paying an annualized dividend of $2.04, and it's yielding about 1.3% at the moment. And on top of all this, Microsoft's its run just continues to go. Its stock hit a new all-time high Monday morning and remains one of only two public firms in the U.S. with a market cap of over $1 trillion, and that's Microsoft and Apple. So Microsoft, again, looks to be that stable, big-name tech stock that doesn't seem like it could hurt your portfolio really in much of any way longer term. And then we're going to close with a company that's definitely much smaller than Microsoft, and that is Zuora, which trades under the ticker Z-U-O. And in general, the company is a cloud-based software business that operates on a subscription model, and they want to turn any business you want to do into a subscription business of their own. So they're really trying to capitalize on the rise of everything from Netflix to Adobe, where companies are paying for everything on a subscription model. And Zuora's tagline is "the world subscribed," and it really sees the global economy continuing to transition more and more towards a subscription-based model, no matter what business you currently operate in. So their goal is to help businesses of really any industry transition whatever they want into a subscription business. So they've worked with everyone from cybersecurity firms to companies as big as Caterpillar to help them transition some of their businesses into subscription-based models. So we should note, just in general, the company was founded in 2007 and went public in the spring of 2018. And they work with over 900 companies, and their revenues surged 40% last year. But with all that said, the stock hasn't really impressed investors since early on as a public company, even though they've crushed our quarterly earnings estimates by an average of 25% over the trailing four periods. And this includes a 33% bottom line beat on December 5th, where the company also raised its current, which is their fiscal 2020 sales guidance. So looking ahead, our Zacks estimates call for Zuora's fiscal 2020 revenues to climb 18%, with 2021 sales projected to jump another 20% higher to over $330 million. And the company is also positively this is on the bottom line, it's expected to post a much smaller loss this year. So it's expected to post a loss of just 33 cents per share compared to 55 cents the year ago. And looking ahead to 2021, this loss is expected to shrink to just 19 cents per share. So once again, trending in the right direction in terms of that racing towards profitability for this growth-focused tech company. So Zuora is currently a Zacks ranked number 2 buy that also sports an A grade for momentum in our style score system. Plus, it is trading at under $15 per share, so at around $14.30, and this is in early trading Monday morning, which actually marks a 40% discount compared to its 52-week highs of around $24 per share. And along with this quote-unquote cheap price of under $20, actually under $15, the beaten down stock is trading at about 4.9 times forward 12-month sales estimates, which marks a discount compared to its industry's 5.7 average. So therefore, Zuora is definitely a cheaper, a quote-unquote cheaper tech stock to maybe take a chance on for 2020, and it's kind of a pure play on this larger subscription economy that is becoming much more and more prevalent around, as we mentioned, all of these various industries. So that's a company to certainly take a look at. So we've talked about five different tech stocks today that investors might want to consider buying for 2020. So that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. I also want to have a quick reminder that I will be, or not a reminder, a quick note that I will not be doing the show the next 2 weeks, as I will be working remotely without access to do this program over the next 2 weeks over the holidays. So we'll be back in the new year with more episodes of Full Court Finance. So have a good one. Thank you.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.